And y'all, for those who would like to follow along with me, I'm going to the Gospel of John this morning. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. And this is about the Word became flesh. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things was made that was made. And in him was life. Somebody say, in him was life. And my topic for today is life in the Word. Somebody say, life in the Word. Yes, I'm up here in a peculiar place this morning. Interesting place. While we still are using technology, I had a technological difficulty this morning, and I usually have my PowerPoints and slides. Everybody can go along with me, but today, I believe the word say you're going to go back to the way it used to be. I had to write it down on paper. So this day, I'm talking about what the Lord gave me on paper this morning. Somebody say, on paper. Isn't it funny how we don't really use paper? My question is, what would we do without our technology? I know I'm doing this just because I'm having my own moment, but y'all realize we wouldn't have air conditioning. If y'all go back with me for a while, what would it be like if we didn't have our cell phones? Not telephone, but our cell phones, our laptops. Some people have watches. Remote control. Somebody say electricity. Telephones, the ones that go. What if we had no form of technological, electronical communication? But you know what we would still have? Somebody say we would still have words. We would still have words. Imagine with me for a moment. Can you imagine not having words? Y'all hear how quiet that was? It's pretty quiet, isn't it? Now imagine if we had to go around like that day in, day with just Chapter 1 of John says, in the beginning was the Word. Isn't that so amazing? Same thing in Genesis 1:1. I'm going to turn. I'm going to do something. I'm telling you, I don't know the last time I turned because I usually have my slides with me. In the beginning, God created. But by the third verse, it says, and God said. What if God would have never said a word? Songwriter says, if I can't say a word, then I'll just. But what if God would have just raised his hand? But it says here Somebody say, he said. And today, I want us to remember or be reminded, perhaps we speak because God spoke first. Somebody say, God spoke first. Maybe we speak because God speaks. The word, and it goes like this. Life is in the word. In him, the word, Jesus Christ, was life. So we've got God's word. We have our word. We have the word of others. And I just want to remind us of what John says. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. And in him was the word, i.e. life. Y'all, I believe the word, God, Jesus, the Bible, has a message for us. And that message today is, life is in our word. Do y'all believe that? Somebody say, life is in our words. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all know I like quoting anything from to cartoon quotes to Marvel comedy, to songs, to anything else, I will quote. And one of my favorite quotes when it comes down to words come from my friend, Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker says, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Do we understand the words that are coming out of our mouth? Oh, don't look at anybody else. Just look at me and say, do you understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? Mm-hmm. Our words goes like this. One of the things I like to do is say how many times a word or a particular word or thought is in the Bible. And today, 675 times in 57 books, the word word is used in the Bible. However, the word words in the plural form is used over 1,000 times. And I'd just like to remind us that in the first verse of John alone, or in the first chapter of John alone, in the first two verses, the word is used 3 times. Right there. The word, the word, the word. Somebody say the word. The word is so important that Psalm 119, 105, Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. James 1:22 tells us wisdom, good wisdom that we should apply. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. One of my favorite, Isaiah 55:11. Listen closely to this, y'all. My word that goes from my mouth will not return void. We are created in the image of God, are we not? Therefore, when you think of Isaiah 55:11, my word does not come back to me void, says God. Somebody say, neither do ours. Mm-hmm. Psalm 119:14 says, I hope in your word. 119:114. I hope in your word. What is your hope in today? It's a beautiful hymn that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love and righteousness, I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, the solid word, I stand. All other words, all other ground, somebody go down with me. That's as far as I can go with these knees. All other ground is sinking sand. I hope in your word. And then one, this right here make me happy. Isaiah 40 and 8. The grass will wither. The flowers absolutely will fade up and dry away. But the word of the Lord stands forever. Ain't y'all glad about it? The word of the Lord stands forever. So I just wonder if God's word lasts forever and we're created in his image. How long do our words last? Got some deep questions. How long do our words last? That's why I believe the psalmist wrote in Psalm 141, verse 3. 141, verse 3, Psalm says, set a guard over my mouth, O Lord, and keep watch over the door of my lips. Because our words, I'm convinced that our words don't come back void any more than our God's. That's why we have to be aware and think about it, y'all. What if every word we spoke in our thoughts? Now, remember when we think, I mean, when you think, what do you think? Are we thinking pictures? Are we thinking images? Are we thinking faces? What do we think? Yeah, we think in words, don't we? I was just sitting here thinking. What if we change it to, I was just sitting here wording. Just wording. What do we think? And what if what we thought came to pass, just like with God? Let there be light. And there was light. Let there be. And it was. What if the words that came out of our mouth just happened? Poof. Time we said it. Poof. Ooh, I'm so fat. And I turn into a Katie size a nutty professor. Help me, Lord. Immediately when I say help me, Lord, I go back to my normal size. Ooh, we, that person make me sick. And we just start throwing up. Or whatever sickness come upon us. Ooh, I can't stand. And all of a sudden, you just crumple. You said you couldn't stand. Y'all, what about arbitrary jokes? Holy Spirit say, what about dark professions, dark prophecies? I got to tell a story about because I had to learn to say, shut up. Y'all remember? We didn't tell people to shut up. You did not say shut up. But somewhere around the 90s, something got too good. Girl, shut up. Shut up. Y'all remember that? It wasn't just my generation. Oh, shut your mouth. Maybe it came out with Shaft. Da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Where did it come from? Shut up. You know you stupid. Oh, still cook my fish. burnt when somebody say, girl, when I start doing like I'm doing now, telling jokes and being funny, you know you stupid. No, I'm not. I have a sense of humor. Girl, you so crazy. No, child, y'all don't know what crazy is. But I do have a sense of humor. Oh, you know, you so silly. Silly of me, says Denise Williams. Y'all don't want to see what ooh, silly look like. What are the words that are coming out of our mouth? Oh, you so crazy. So was Jeffrey Dahmer. So what does crazy look like? Straight jacket, hugging yourself? We don't think about somebody say the power of words. Some words are not jokes. Even though people may laugh in our face. That wasn't no joke. You know she is crazy for real. Nope. Perhaps. Yeah, somebody say perhaps. That's why the psalmist wrote in Psalm 19:14. 19:14 tells us, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be acceptable, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock, my strength, and my redeemer. Somebody just say it with me. Lord, redeem the words that come forth from my mouth and those meditations in my heart. Do y'all wonder why? I truly believe it's because we really do not fully understand the power of our words. Have you ever thought about it? For granted, the words we agree with, the words we accept, the words we take for granted, and we'll be like, oh, I'm just joking. But what are we saying, family? What are we saying? I misquoted this scripture from Proverbs 18:21 a long time. I used to say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. That is a misquote. The actual quote is, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit of it. Oh, sometimes we love our words, don't we? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yeah, what if we spoke death and turned around and spoke life? What if we meant it? What if we were intentional, purposeful, and authoritative in the word that we spoke? Why don't we try it right now? You don't have to say it out loud, but just think of something. Speak death. Speak life. I'm going to do it right now. Lord, I speak death over sickness, sorrow, diseases, pain. Right now, I speak death over generational patterns, generational habits, generational behaviors. Right now, I speak death over those things that do not mean good for your people. Right now, I speak death over that which we have said arbitrarily, not realizing what we have spoken. Now I speak life. I speak healing to the nation. I speak healing to the bodies from the top of the heads to the soles of the feet. Where the doctor said no, Jesus says yes. I speak abundance, prosperity, well-being, success. I speak healing through generation. I speak generational. I I speak generational health. I speak generational prosperity. I speak generational love. I speak generational healing of hearts, healings of minds, healing of behaviors. I speak life. Somebody say, I speak life. And I speak death. Because Matthew 10 and 1 and Luke 10:19, as well as Luke 9:1. Let me say it slow. Matthew 10:1, Luke 10:19, Luke 9 tells us that Christ gave his disciples authority and power over unclean spirits, diseases, powers of darkness, and to advance the kingdom. Now, if he gave it to them, how'd he give it? I don't have anything I can pretend to give. I'm not going to play with the offering bucket. Some things are sacred, you just don't touch. Brandon, I give this to you. I know I wouldn't really want a fan. It feel good, but I take it back. That's just my way to get a fan. What is people giving you? How do I give you something? How did Jesus give authority and power? Say it after me. The word. He gave it through the word. I give you power. I mean, I don't think he had no little cup. He was just, I mean, I have an active imagination. Y'all know I have an active imagination. How did it get? How you give somebody power? How much power? How much authority? How much conviction? How much love? How much compassion? He gave his disciples, who are us, authority and power over unclean spirits, diseases, powers of darkness. But here's one for us. To advance the kingdom. How can we use life in our words to advance God's kingdom? But holla, holla, holla. Where is the kingdom? Luke 17, 22, 21 says, and Jesus said, the kingdom of God is where? Within. Where? Within us. Oh, y'all, just look at somebody if you feel comfortable. Say, what's in you, baby? What's in you, sweetheart? What's in you, darling? That's my daddy. What's up, daddy? What's up? What's in you? Somebody say, speak life to the kingdom within us and ask God to show us, teach us, empower us regarding this kingdom within. Remember, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. If we don't know who, what, when, where the kingdom is, and we're saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, if we're looking out yonder somewhere, how will we be truly able to see what's going on inside? Somebody say, the kingdom is in me. The kingdom is in me. And we can say, repeat after me, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in me, in my family, in my church, in my company, meaning the company that I keep, whether I have a physical company business that I'm running or that I'm working for, in somebody say, in my company, in my business. Somebody say, question, Lord. What does the kingdom of God that God has assigned to each of us look like? Somebody say, what does a kingdom look like in me? Repeat after me, y'all. Your kingdom come in me, Jesus. Yes. There's a book I like and I refer to it often. It's called The Four Agreements by John Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. The first agreement is simple. Make your words impeccable. Repeat after me. Make your words impeccable. Let's make it personal. Lord, repeat after me. Lord, make my words impeccable. And how do we do that, y'all? We have to let the word, Jesus Christ, we have to allow Christ to reidentify our words. And for the past 2 months, we've been talking about words, haven't we, y'all? Last month I said, but Jesus say, what did God say? And every now and then we might have to ask somebody, what did you say? What did you say? What did you say? Child, what did you say? What did you say? What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? Lord, what did I say? What did Jesus say? John tells us, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And he was with God. We were with God. Our Word was with God from the beginning. And through him, through us, all things were made through the Word. And with him, with the words, nothing was made that was made. And in his word and in our word, there was life. The word of God for us, the children of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Please stand and give a hand clap of praise for the word. I guess it's not so bad using paper every now and then. But right now, as we consider the word and what the word has brought to us this day, this morning, this wonderful first Sunday of September, let us remember our words count. Death and life, they are in the power of the word. And no matter whatever it is we're proclaiming, let us be aware of the word.